And what's the process you guys have gone through for this album then? You've been talking about the film that goes with it. Mm. You've got Jamie on board. Is it still kind of the basic raw process that you did when you started out all those years ago, or is it slightly different now?
It was quite a different process. I mean, it was the first time we ever had our own studio. So we released out a little place and put all our gear into it, and it was just great to walk into, you know, like a band den every day, really, and just have a mess about and see what comes out without the pressure of a clock ticking and a deadline of making a record, which sometimes good and sometimes bad, but I think we were pretty disciplined about it, and we knew we wanted to do something different. So there's a lot of script writing, a lot of music writing, a lot of artwork stuff happening. So it was just a great kind of creative hub, really, and it was very relaxed. And I think, you know, the minute you empty your head, lots of stuff kind of comes into it without the clutter of being on tour and, you know, doing promo and selling stuff. And it was just nice just to kind of be for a bit, you know. And I think we've learned in hindsight that there's no rush to do it. If it comes out this way better, then that's the kind of approach I think we'd probably want to use.
And when you like go down to writing a song, do you have to do that? Do you have to be away from the road and away from doing promo? Is it something you need to do separately, kind of in a different headspace?
I haven't. No, for me in the past, I've always done it during, really, because we've always been on the road, and I've always been writing in hotel rooms or on aeroplanes or buses or whatever. It's just what we've always done, really, since, you know, 97, 98, whatever. But I think, you know, when you write in that way, the songs are genuinely finished before you come into the studio, then it's just everybody contributing their part. But on this record, it was much more a case of bringing an idea and then see where unpredictably it would go and arrange it in different ways. So it wasn't just about a formula to get on the radio as such. It was like, let's just see where the song would go if it wasn't on the radio, or if it wasn't to, you know, sell a record, or it wasn't, you know, just a different approach. And it was quite eye-opening, you know, what we could achieve and what we could do just by not thinking inside that box, you know.
But what do you prefer now? Prefer going on these big tours or being back in the studio and working like that, because you've had this new experience of recording? Which one do you think you prefer now?
Well, I think after the greatest hits came out, which we were never quite comfortable doing, but when it did come out, it was a great celebration of the band's catalogue. So I think having that being a success to the people out there and us as a band, I guess it probably took some pressure off us, because we knew we'd achieved all these kind of top 20, top 10, top 5 singles. We know we can do that. So it was just a case of, well, let's try something we haven't done before, you know. So I really enjoyed the studio process, but, you know, playing live is what we started doing when we were, you know, 12, 13, 14 years old. So that's our natural place, but one doesn't go without the other, so I mean, you kind of go hand in hand, you know.
And will there be a big tour next year off the back of the album when that comes out?
Hopefully, yeah. We can just see what happens with the festival, see which ones want us and where we can get it with them, and then hopefully we can work our way up to some of the shows later in the year.